Oh, all right, sir. I will surely help you with this. Before that, can you help me with the first and the last name along with the zip code? Sorry, sir. Can you repeat without any mistake, okay?
Jim.
Can you spell it, sir? J-I-M. It's your last name, sir? Alright, sir. And your zip code? Alright, sir. Can you tell me the amount? 895. Alright, sir. What's the product, sir? Oh, alright, sir. Just be on the line. Let me just go ahead and check in the system, okay? Alright, sir. As I can see in my system, there was a purchase made this morning for a printed Canon printed amount $895, and this purchase was made under your name, so that was made by you. All right, in that case, if you are saying that you didn't make this purchase, I need to run a full security check on the Amazon account to help you with this issue, okay? Alright, sir, just give me a moment. Let me just go ahead and check in the system, okay? Okay, thank you for holding a line. Just now we have run a security check on the Amazon account, and I can see that your Amazon account has been accessed from multiple locations like Ohio, New York, New Jersey, and Texas. So are you familiar with the states that I have mentioned you, or have you ever been to those states in the past? Alright, sir. So here we also notice that your account has been accessed from multiple devices. So apart from you, how many people have your account information? Oh, are you sure, sir? Okay, because here I can see that someone has made a fake account with the help of your name, with the help of your information. It means like someone is using your personal information, okay? Like here in my system, I can see that someone has made a fake account with the help of your name, with the help of your information. It seems like someone has using your personal information, okay? Did you get me? Did you get me? Because they are using your personal information, sir. I will help you, sir, with this. Don't worry. I will close this account, but I cannot stop this transition, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, go ahead. You want to tell something? I understand, sir. I can. I will help you with this, okay? Okay, in that case here, sir, you are becoming a victim of identity theft. So do you know what is the meaning of identity theft? It means that someone has stolen your information, your personal information, and using for this transition, okay? Do you got me? It means a victim identity theft means someone has stolen your personal information and making this transition, okay? Yeah, I understand, sir. This is not good, and we need to stop this because in United States is a crime, right? Yeah. So if you are not the one who doing this kind of fraudulent activities, then we're gonna cancel this purchase and we're gonna try our best to help you without this issue, okay? Alright, so before here, I'll just go ahead. Here we also notice that your account, there is more than 4 bank for this purchase. So are you associated with more than 4 bank account? Because here I can see there is more than 4 bank account. Alright, sir. Can you tell me the bank name? Pardon, sir? Chase Bank. Alright, sir. So here, can you hold a line for a moment so that I can send a notification about the situation to your bank, so that they will get aware about
sure.
This fortunate purchase that was not made by you, okay?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is the supervisor.
Okay.
Yes. So, did you understand that what exactly is going on?
Yes.
Your identity has been stolen.
Okay.
Okay. So, here, do you suspect anyone who can do this to you, who can misuse your information?
Yes. All right.
So you don't have to worry because we are here to help you with you, all right?
Okay.
So first of all, let me know that where are you from? Like your exact location.
Okay.
Can you verify me your first name and your last name?
Can you spell that?
Barman. Okay. And here, just now, as my employee said that she has a notification about this situation to your bank, your Chase Bank, right?
Yeah.
So here, just now, we have sent a notification about this situation to your bank. So So here, we can understand that you are not aware about this fraudulent purchase that someone else has made using your credential. So here, it is indeed a case of an identity theft. Here, we need to make sure that the amount of $895.95 has not been debited from your account. So here, I'm going to connect your call to the headquarters of your Chase Bank, which is New York.
Okay.
Here, I'm not connecting your call to your local branch because right now, your local branch, they don't have an authority to rectify this case. They don't have an authority to deal with this kind of situation because here, someone else is misusing your personal. As I was saying you that, I'm going to connect your call to the headquarters of your Chase Bank because here, someone else is misusing your personal information and they has used your Chase Bank for this purchase. Yes. So here, you understand, right, what is identity theft? Yeah. Okay. So here, I'm going to connect your call and from our side, we will gonna cancel the order and I will gonna send you a notification of this cancellation of fake order within next hour. All right? Okay. And thank you for your time and your patience. I'm going to connect your call to the headquarters of your Chase Bank. It may take 1 or 2 minutes, so make sure you do not disconnect this line. All right, mister? All right, sir. Thank you. Connected, okay?
Step to the Chase Bank headquarters. This is Emily from the Fraudulent Department. How can I help you today? Okay. May I know which form I'm speaking with? Can I have a first and last name? How do you spell out your first name and last name, please? And can you please confirm me the last 4 digits of your social along with the date of birth for the customer security and your date of birth? Your date of birth. Okay. And may I know that from the Chase Bank, what type of account you hold, like a checking savings? Do you have a debit card for your checking account, sir? So here, do you have any idea what might be the approximate amount you hold in your checking and savings account as of today, as per your knowledge? Okay. So just hold on for a moment. Let me go ahead and have a check to my system, okay? Okay, just hold on. Are we still connected? Can you please go ahead and help me with your address?